So what about, we said that we should not expect, we should contribute, but then there are the stages of bhakti which we are meant to go through, so shouldn't we expect to grow over there? Actually, right now, our focus is on talking about externals, you know, relationship with others, relationship with institution. Within that, I was talking about that we should focus more on contribution than on expectation. And apart from that also, in the inner growth, certainly there is this whole concept of lalsamai, you know, what, aspiring for the advanced stages of bhakti, for hankering for Krishna. At the same time, there's also the principle that there's a devotee's ashabadha, that devotee keep serving Krishna even if Krishna himself says that, you know, there's no hope for him. So the devotee will keep serving Krishna. So what does that mean? that's what ashabadha is talked about in the Sanskrit Sutta. Devotee has hope against hope, Prabhupada. And that means that certainly we want the advanced stages of devotion. At the same time, we from our side should be ready for practicing bhakti, always, no matter what happens. I think in the fourth canto, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that a devotee desires the darshan of Krishna, but a devotee doesn't demand the darshan of Krishna. So if you don't desire, then where is our bhakti? But if you demand, then again, where is our bhakti? Demand means we are thinking that, oh, Krishna is my order supplier. It's not like that. So we desire. But then, after desiring, we depend on Krishna. Then Krishna fulfills that desire. So aspiring is definitely required. But so, in a sense, we could say that the aspiration is more from our side. Expectation is from someone else's side. So we should always have the aspiration to grow, to attain advanced stages. But the expectation, now I have done so much, why is this not happening? I have chanted so much, why are not tears not coming from my eyes? That sort of expectation is something which may again make our bhakti conditional and which may limit us if the expectation is not fulfilled. So we can have anticipation, but the anticipation doesn't become a demand. We have desire, but we, along with the desire, keep practicing bhakti. Whenever Krishna wants, he will bestow the advanced things of devotion. Thank you. Is there any question there? Please, Master. So stop with this.